Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hit and Hustle from IrishSportsDaily.com. I'm your host, Greg Flamong, and with me, as always, is Jamie Uwayama, Mr. Jamie University. It is April 18th, Thursday, April 18th. Two more sleeps until the much-anticipated Notre Dame spring game of 2024. That'll be taking place on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 Mountain, if you're into that sort of thing, Jamie. 11 Mountain, 12 Central for everyone around the country. We're going to be talking about that. We've got some fun draft superlative or Blue Gold game superlatives from the draft that took place today. We'll talk about the draft and what we expect from the game. You know, kind of some things we might see. We're going to have some fun with some, you know, we're going to pick some award winners. We had some fun with that. And well, then we'll make some predictions as well. Get to any questions that are in the chat. So thank you everyone for tuning in. If this is your first time catching our show, please hit the like button, please subscribe to our channel, and please hit the notification bell so you know whatever it is we are going live. Links to the podcast are in the description below if you prefer the audio format. And as always, our show is brought to you by and presented by ESQClothing.com, which is founded by Notre Dame alum Ga Wang. You've seen ESQ on all your favorite Notre Dame players and coaches with over a decade of making the best custom clothing available. ESQ will help you look and feel your best in 2024. From a perfect fitting suit or sport coat, shirt, or bomber jacket, or that perfect tuxedo for wedding season, check out Ga's amazing work at ESQClothing.com and book an appointment to upgrade your wardrobe today. Mention ISD and get 10% off your entire purchase. Jamie, how you doing? Are you jazzed? Are you fired up to watch the blue and gold scrimmage on Saturday?
I think for those that know, I do not care about the spring game. Never really have. Always, I think anyone who's participated in a spring game kind of knows that it doesn't really mean all that much. And it does, it's not the same as, especially now that they've even de-emphasized it more, right? Like in terms of like they added fun elements, which are for fans, which is good, which that's great.
Yeah.
But they've emphasized it as like, this is like an important thing. Like this is something that people should be circling in terms of what happens in it impacts the season. Right. Yeah. So sorry, S. Gomez had the question there about what would, you know, what would you have to see during the blue and gold game to give you more or less confidence about the season? And the answer is nothing. Like there's nothing in this game that I will take away from it as like huge indicators for the season. It's just like, you know, I think if there's good stuff that happens, that's great, right? If guys continue to play well, yeah, whatever, that's great. But I just think you can go back to every recent spring game in history and look at, oh, look at this guy did well. And it's like, well, the circumstances are different than if it's than like the scrimmage last week, right? So
yeah,
it's just and because of that, you shouldn't take too much into it. Just enjoy the fact that we get to watch football. You know, yeah, we get to watch Notre Dame football, and that's always a good thing. And like Escoma says, no injuries equals success. So like Logan Diggs, remember the one year he had the thing where he hurt his shoulder right at the
yeah
end? Like,
yeah,
that was bad. That wasn't good, right?
You don't want to see that.
No, you don't want to see something like that.
Yeah, you don't want that. The spring is not for grand conclusions. It's because the players don't even feel like that, you know? Like, they compete in that thing, sort of thing, but it's a totally different energy than the summer. We've talked about it a ton. It's just like you said, we get to see them run around. We get to say like, oh, like he looks good doing X thing. He looks good doing X thing. It's not for units, especially in the format now. It's not for units. It's not for like big evaluations, right? This guy can do this thing. You know, I liked how he ran this post, or I like how he threw this post, or I like how he covered this post, whoever it may be. That's what it's for. It's not for making conclusions about the season. Even though, you know, if you see something really good, like we'll probably, there will be some overreaction to that as always, but that's fine. It's not like it's a big deal. Rajon's asking, I think we kind of talk about this every year. What we can talk about it again. It's no problem. About the format, would you prefer 1v1s, 2v2s instead of the draft? What are the pluses to this format? If I was actually trying to, if we were trying to evaluate units at this point, right? Ones v ones, twos v twos would be the way to do it. But I think the staff, I don't think they want to do that, right? And that's kind of just to the format. They want a draft so that they aren't doing that. It's like, go out there. No one is being identified as like, you're the one or you're the two or whatever it may be. You're just going out there and playing a game. And I think that's what the staff wants.
Yeah. So like I saw that Phil Steele, right? You know, who does the big preview thing. Well, I mean, Phil Steele, you know, thanks for the preview, you know, you that you do every year, your big preview mag and all that. Yeah. Secretly, but I know that he's just like getting all this information so he can gamble on the teams, which is just sneakily, just in case you didn't know that he's a lot of that thing is gambling related. So it's funny that all these coaches, you know, I talked to this coach for an hour and he told me all this stuff. I'm like, well, you're just really helping the gambling part of it, but just, you know,
yeah.
Just so you know, but, he tweeted out about how the Ole Miss spring game was like, don't even bother watching it. You're not going to learn anything from it. And that was the point for Lane Kiffin. And that's the point really for a lot of these teams, is because before, the spring games weren't televised. You had to go to the spring game to watch it. So it was like very much like that part of it. And then all of a sudden, as like, you know, with things like when NBC Sports Network came along and then eventually Peacock. So all of a sudden the Notre Dame spring game was like getting put on. It wasn't available before. You couldn't even watch it online before. That wasn't a thing. So maybe you saw highlights or something, but it wasn't something that you could see live from your home, right? And now, you know, ESPN Plus has like all these spring games. You can find almost anyone's spring game now. And because of that, no one wants to give anything away. No one wants to give away like formations, any kind of little inkling that they can to whatever, maybe their week one opponent or whoever. Because obviously when you start playing games, you're going to give stuff away. But like, but basically, why would you want to do that? And just to give them an edge, and you don't want to like, you know, do too much. So it's like funny, like last year, Greg, I know that it, and it's something, and I admit that like I, you know, I got sucked in again too. I was thinking Sam Hartman's coming down the field, RPOing the crap out of the defense, and I'm like, well, here you go.
Yeah.
And then they was like very little RPOs during the year. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, I guess that wasn't the thing or whatever, right? That just, it never became what we expected it to be. And that was just, it was just funny that way. Cause that's just kind of, it's always lesson learned when it comes to spring game. Never overreact to spring game.
Yeah. So that's the, you know, that's kind of how I feel that way as well. That's just kind of the same thing. There are a lot of reasons why they do it the way they do it. It's not a big deal anymore. So it's just something to keep in mind. Have a good time with it. Don't make it such a big deal, and you know, it enjoy the day, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. A news item before we get into the actual game. Bryce McPherson, starting punter last year, has entered the transfer portal, so he's going to be leaving the Notre Dame program. Didn't see that coming, right? That wasn't something that we had heard. So the next person, next man up is Eric Goins, the former Army, member of the U.S. military in the Army. He attended the Citadel. He last kicked, I believe it was 2014, in a competitive game.
Last punted
in 2014 in a competitive game for the Citadel. It was kind of a big deal when he announced he was walking on to Notre Dame just because of the story of it. And now he's in line to be Notre Dame's starting punter. I think we'd heard he's actually doing pretty well. So it's not like Notre Dame is left completely in a jam here, right? I think he's been doing a good job. Maybe that was part of the reason why Bryce McPherson wanted to look elsewhere. I don't know. Look, we'll see, right? Like we'll see what that, it'll be interesting to see if Notre Dame tries to find a punter in the portal now, right? I would kind of think just if you're a punter somewhere who's pretty good and Notre Dame has an opening, give Notre Dame a call, see where they're at. So that'll be interesting to monitor. Did you have anything on that, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I had heard about it like a little bit earlier that day, like, hey, Bryce McPherson might go in the portal. And I was like, what? Like, okay. Like, just because, I mean, when I was in South Bend too, like I had heard from someone, they're like, yeah, he's really like improved. Like his hang time's better. He's just like, he's really like kind of taking it up a level. And I hadn't heard much about Goins until like, obviously after the McPherson thing, I was like, well, what's going on? And they're like, well, Goins is like, might be beating him out. I'm like, what? Okay. Like, and I mean, that kind of makes sense if he is looking, that's why he was getting out, right? That kind of really makes sense. Cause otherwise you're like, man, it just feels weird. Cause it's like, he's going to year three. I mean, you're a punter. Like, you think the degree would be pretty important.
Yeah,
for you. So, I don't know. I mean, it was definitely surprising. I think that I can remember when Brian Mason was obviously the one who, when McPherson first started, Brian Mason was a special teams coach, and Brian Mason had said about McPherson, his leg was like kissed by God. Like he had like yes. this incredible, it was like a great quote, right? And so, I mean, that was like the kind of thing that really got people excited about like how good he was going to be. And obviously John Sott won the punting job that year and was good and was very good. You know, shout out to the Rigby brothers.
An army man punting for Notre Dame. Yeah. I mean, it's the Rigneys. I told them they're gonna have to go live outside the stadium for the opener.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would say too that it's weirdly, I think John Sopp might have been the best punter that Notre Dame had really over the time because to be honest, Jay Bramlett was never very good.
He had moments, but then he also had some really bad. He was a better holder than he was a
congrats punter. On the holding. I didn't think he was a very good punter. I don't know.
The Virginia Tech game, Jamie. No, we're not forgetting that. Save the Virginia Tech game. Great hold.
Yeah. Great hold, but I don't know. So and obviously Tyler Newsome was like had some great moments, but he also had some shanks mixed in or whatever. Yeah. Right. So, Notre Dame, I mean, it's been a while since, Notre Dame is Hunter Smith the last, NFL punter they had? Might be. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I think it,
I don't remember anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter Smith, great punter.
Hunter the punter.
And so I don't know how it is, but I do like, one thing that I liked about Mason and has continued with Marty Biaggi as special teams coordinator is they're kind of like always looking for competition at kicker and punter. And that's a great thing because that is how the NFL works, where a guy's better and that guy becomes the guy. And that's just how it should be. And it kind of is at a lot of other programs, but Notre Dame had always taken the approach before for many years where they found that guy in who was like, you know, a top five high school punter or kicker rated by, the Chris Saylor kicking or whatever in the other kicking. I can't remember the Coles kicking or whatever the other kicking service is, and just finding one of those guys and signing them. And then it's like sticking with them. And obviously, when it becomes Justin Yoon, that works out great. But there's a lot of other guys that other than Justin Yoon, where there was a lot more like ups and downs, where you're like, maybe they could have had a better kicker this year. Maybe they could have had a better punter this year. So I kind of like that approach. I mean, we'll see. I mean, who knows what's going to happen. If Goins is going to be the punter and how well he does, we'll see what happens. It certainly was a surprise. But I do like the idea of if there's someone else who wants to come in and compete, bring it on. Like bring somebody else to come in if they want to do it. And I would have to think too, because there's so many guys who specialists that walk on at places that if you could get into Notre Dame and have a chance to be their punter, like I don't know why you wouldn't like
right. give a shot. Right. So we'll monitor that situation going forward. Getting into the Blue Gold game, just some notable things. Steve Angeli is wearing the red jersey, and Kenny Minchie and CJ Carr are going to be live in this game. So that just look, you give Steve Angeli the red. We don't want him to get hurt, and because he's the backup basically. I mean, that's what that says, right? So if you're kind of wondering, the pecking order is Minchie catching Angeli, is Carr catching Angeli? They gave Angeli the red. They want him to be healthy coming out of this game. So that's just something, that's just a fact that you have to take into consideration there. Angeli is the blue quarterback. Minchie is the gold quarterback. CJ Carr will play quarterback for both teams. The let's do the skill positions for the blue team. Jeremiah Love is one running back. Aeneas Williams is another running back. Dylan Devizin is the third running back for the blue team. He'll probably go back and forth, honestly, as the game gets going. Kedron Young is not playing in the game, so he was not drafted. A blue wide receiver, Jaden Greathouse, Deion Colsey, Alex Whitman, who is a walk-on. So that's the team on offense there. Eli Raridan is their blue tight end. Jack Larson is a blue tight end as well. The tackles are Emil Wagner, Sullivan Absher, and Ty Chan. Center is Sam Pendleton. Guards are Billy Shrouth and Pat Coogan. So we don't know who Tosh Baker is playing for at this point. Okay.
I would guess they'll put him on the other team because
the gold tackles are Jagusaw and Knapp.
Yeah.
So so the two, Shrouth and Coogan, are the starting guards. And so they're playing together. I bet you they have this, the starting tackles playing together as well. So they'll put Jagusaw and Baker together. So that's the situation there. We don't know who Chris Mitchell is playing for because the seniors weren't drafted. Basically, they're assigned. No seniors were drafted. So that's kind of why. Jay Patterson says Tosh was sitting with Gold. Yeah, so that would make sense that he's playing with Jagusaw. So that makes sense there. All right, anything on that? I mean, I don't know if we need to go through the lineups per se. I think that Angeli gets Greathouse and Deion Colsey, and that'll be good for him. I wonder if they give him Chris Mitchell as well. Do we know if Faison is playing? I assume not.
I don't think he is. I think they might have a game that day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think, the lacrosse might have a game that day. But, I mean, I'd say, they do a pretty good job of making it pretty even.
Yeah. You know, like I think this year, for sure.
Yeah. And because that's the other thing, too, is that they're deeper, so they don't have to, where it's one of those things where you're like, oh, my God, like, they have – this one team has the two scholarship receivers and the other, like, it's not that kind of situation. Right. So,
Cam Williams not playing, JLG brought that up. That's tough, man. I really wanted to see him play. Because this is like kind of a perfect format for him to just kind of, you know, just have like a big,
play. I think it would have been fun for the fans to see him because for sure. But I would say though too, like it's way more important for him personally that last Saturday he did well. He did well, and then that sets him up for they're like, okay, you know, that maybe get more into the mix in the summer.
Yeah. Gold team quarterback is obviously Kenny Minchie. Running backs are Jabron Payne and Justin Fisher. Wide receivers, KK Smith, Micah Gilbert. That'll be interesting. Just like young kind of group there. Again, I wonder if they give them Chris Mitchell to kind of even out things, make things a little bit more experienced for him there. Like we said, the tight end is going to be Cooper Flanagan and Henry Garrity. Offensive tackles, Charles Jaguar, Anthony Knapp. But it seems like he's going to have Josh Baker in there as well. He's going to have the center. It'll be interesting to monitor Sam Pendleton snapping the ball. He apparently had some trouble in the jersey scrimmage snapping. So that's going to be something to monitor for Steve Vangeli. Ashton Craig's going to be the starting center for the Gold. Rocco Spindler and Chris Tarek are the guards. So I think it'll be an evenly matched game on that front, Jamie. Anything that kind of stood out to you there from the lineups? I kind of want to get into these props that we have.
Yeah, nothing really there. I think we could just go right into the props. Because like you said, I just think that it's pretty even. When it comes to this kind of thing, I always just want to see the young guys anyways.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one's watching this to make sure that, like, I mean, oh, I hope Jack Kaiser gets double-digit tackles. Like, no. Like, you know, people want to see the young guys. They want to see, like, oh, can we get excited about KK Smith? Like, can we get excited about, Greathouse? Obviously, he's already played, but just, you know, he's still a young guy. Like, you know, just that kind of stuff, right? Like, you want to see the freshmen. People want to see CJ Carr. They want to see Kenny Minchie. You know, that's the other thing too, Rick. I think we kind of brushed over it, Angeli is in the red. They obviously want to keep him healthy. They obviously want to keep him too, right? They want to make sure that they're letting him know, like, you're above here. So, like, don't think about going out the door. Like, I'm sure that's part of it too. But I would say what it's going to be kind of exciting to see Minchie and Carr be live, because those guys can do some exciting things like escaping the pocket and running too. And hopefully those guys protect themselves and no one's trying to play a hero when they're trying to, like, maybe truck a guy. Like, don't do any of that stuff. Like, slide when you got to, like, just be smart about it. But I think that is, to me, will be the most exciting part of all the offense for everyone to watch, is to see these guys improvise, create some stuff, do some stuff outside of the pocket, maybe make some big throws outside of the pocket, because both those guys, they're not always looking to run. They're looking to pass first. But, I think they'll do some good things running too.
Okay. All right. Let's get into these props. Charles Stafford, maybe we need to rethink his career award. We're going to see who that goes to. Charles Stafford scored 5 touchdowns in the, I think it was the 1995 spring game. It was the 94 spring game. Just went crazy. When Derek Mays, I believe he didn't play in that game, and Ron Paulus was going ham in that one. So caught a number of touchdowns, Charles Stafford did. He was a guy who played a lot on those teams, but it was like they never really threw him the ball. I think he scored 1 touchdown in his entire career, and that was against Stanford in 1994. So who do we think is going to be the Charles Stafford? Maybe we need to rethink his career award. I'll start off with you, Jamie. Who's going to win that in this game?
First of all, just great pull by Greg here with picking Stafford and not going with everybody's favorite Junior Jabby, who, you know, had his one ridiculous day that we'll never forget. Everyone always remembers Junior Jabby going off for that day.
You know what? He's taken a beating over the years. And honestly,
I say it with reverence.
But most people don't. And I don't think that's fair to Junior, honestly. He had a good spring game. Congrats to him. You know, that's good stuff. Anyway.
I look at this list and I think this is very much a Deion Colsey. This is very much Deion Colsey. It's just like, because Colsey, first of all, Colsey has obviously flashed in games, right? He's flashed enough that there are people there are Notre Dame fans, whether it's on message boards or Twitter or whatever, yeah, that are like, ask about Colsey. They're like, what's going on with Colsey? Why isn't he like, he's generated enough of that. And so it almost would be perfectly fitting for him to all of a sudden go off, and all of a sudden he's like, you know, going over the top and grabbing balls over top of, you know, some poor corner's head and catching touchdowns. Like, that to me is like what to, you know, that would be the obvious choice for this.
Yeah, that's where CFB Hurts went as well. I'm going to go to the other side of the ball, and I'm going to say, Betoho. I think he could have like 4 sacks in this game. And everyone's
I think he had like 3 sacks in the thing last year, though. So it's like,
did he?
Yeah, he had a couple, or at least a couple. At least a couple.
I don't remember that. It's hard. They're hard to remember because everything's taps. Like, I'm talking like he could be bringing down quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, and I think people will remember that. So I think he could be a guy who wins this one. Just like, he just has a really good game, and then people start to like dream big dreams about him, like we've done in the past.
Yeah.
What happened here? Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, the only thing that I'll fight back against that is that Botello has had a good spring and has made, like, you know, people weren't buzzing about him after the jersey scrimmage. But if you go back and look at, like, say, like, you know, you can read my practice report or Matt's or anyone else is on the beat or whatever. Botello made a number of plays in that too. And he had, the week before, I had heard he had done really, really well in the scrimmage too. So I think he's had a good spring. So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't even know about rethinking his career, because he's already like, he's a returning starter and stuff like that. So that's why I wouldn't put him in this kind of.
Yeah. Game. You know what? I actually have a better one. It's Jabron Payne. I think if he came out and had like 4 rushing touchdowns, like, think about like the concept of one player scoring 5 touchdowns in a spring game is insane. Like, how did that even happen? Like, that's wild. What a phenomenal game that would be. So I would say, if Jabron Payne, because I think everyone's kind of anointing Love and Price, and Jerrion Price is
playing this game.
But I think if he does, that would be something. So that's I'm gonna go with Payne. That's a better one.
Yeah.
All right. The Deshaun Kizer, does this guy even like football award? Deshaun in 2015, famously like 1 of 5, didn't even look like a walk-on quarterback. It's like, we can't even throw the ball in the dirt. Like, we can't even have you out here.
People gave up on him after it. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't even. And he gave up. He said he was going to play football. He said he was going to play baseball, Gene.
Yeah.
So that's the context here. Does this guy even like football? And look, it's not someone – Deshaun Kizer turned out to be good, right? So it's like, who is someone who's just not at this game mentally, like, just doesn't care, but then turns out to be a good player? Who do you have, Jimmy?
I mean, I feel like this is a tough one. I don't even really want to pick anyone here, because I feel like that's like almost being kind of mean. But I feel it's fun to mention this because it's a very vivid memory for most people.
Yes.
So it's fun to mention it, but I'm going to decline answering it because I don't want to put anyone in that category, even though, whatever, it turned out well for Kizer. I just don't like picking someone. I feel it's kind of like a bit mean-spirited to do it. And I do think, too, it also goes to show like how things can change drastically
for sure
over the course of time. And I will say that, like, man, kudos to Kizer because, you know, like, yeah, like you said, you talked about, like, do I even want to play football? Like, I suck. Like, he felt really down on himself. And I remember, cause that was the very first fall camp that I covered for ISD. And I remember like reporting being like, Kizer just looks pretty good. Like, he's, you know, because everyone assumed it's a matter of time. Brandon Wimbush was going to pass him and he's going to be the backup. And just everyone thought that was going to happen. But they were like, oh, no, Kizer's pretty good. And then obviously the Virginia game happened and there you go.
Yeah, so I'm giving the award to Riley Mills, who is a senior. And it's like, get me out of here. Like, I don't need to be in the spring game.
He's barely going to play. Yeah.
It's like, get me out of the spring game. I don't want to be in the spring game. This is not fun. This is not why I'm here. I'm not here to play in the spring game. I'm not here to like care about the spring game. I'm here to get sacks in September and October and November. That's why I'm here. And so that's who I was thinking of. Like, not necessarily, like, I can't think of anyone, because like none of the quarterbacks are going to be like this. You know what I mean? Like, none of them. And so I just can't really, and it's kind of like a different era too, where all the older players are just kind of out. Like, they're just not, the spring isn't for them, especially if you've played a bunch. It's all for those young guys, and the young guys are all going to play hard because they finally get the chance to like be the main people, right? So that's who I was kind of thinking of. And really, I just wanted to make a fun little prop here. All right, this is a better one. The Kevin Stefferson, they said he was good, and my God, he is good award. Kevin Stefferson got a lot of juice in spring practice in 2016. You got to see this guy. Then he went out in the spring game, and oh my, like, he was actually like, okay, I get it. He's actually a great, great player. I think we've got some obvious candidates for this. I think you mentioned before, Boubacar Traore is one. I think CJ Carr is one. Jayden Greathouse is one. KVA is another one. Who do you have? Who's going to be the person who we're like, man, this guy's showing out in this game? Who do you think is going to?
I think it's going to be Traore. I think he'll get at least a couple sacks, and people are just going to notice him. He is extremely gifted as a pass rusher. Like, and you know, when I wrote about it in Six Thoughts today too, on ISD too, that like, you know, there's a lot of things about him when I first saw him last year, and I was talking with, you know, some other people on the beat too, about how there's very things reminiscent of Isaiah Foskey when he's a freshman, but he is way further along than Foskey was in terms of a pass rusher at this point in time, like in his like first kind of spring ball, heading into his like first big year. Like, he is much more advanced than Foskey is a pass rusher. And I just think, like, I mean, every tackle had trouble blocking him in pass pro. And I think people are going to be like, oh yeah, like, this guy, it's going to be for all those who only saw him get his sack against USC. This will be his kind of coming out party for the people that haven't seen it.
All right. We've got some, I'm going to just throw out some predictions from other people. Robert Halicki said he's throwing his name in for Adon Shuler. He thinks he's going to be that guy. Rajon says Jaden Osbury. Jay Patterson says Micah Gilbert. That's a good one. Trevor McKee. That would be Faison, who is not playing. That would be interesting if he was my goodness, he is good award. He definitely got that last year. He's good for another award that's coming up as well. Let's see. KVA, CFB Hertz says Kingston is going to be that guy. Jason Smith says Greathouse. I think Greathouse is a good shout for this one. And so Jason Smith also says
all these guys are great candidates for it.
Yeah. You could pick anyone. I'm going to say it's going to be CJ Carr. That's who I think. I think he's going to continue to show, like, man, he's something, right? And I think the buzz is going to be there, and that's fine, right? I think that's good. It'll be good for the program, good for the buzz and all that. The Marty Orr, man, this walk-on is kind of balling award. I could call this the Jordan Faison award. He didn't do it in a spring game. He did it in an actual game, so that's why he's not. But Marty Orr last year had 7 tackles, and I was commenting during the game last year, like, this number 19 is making every play. Like, what's going on here? So this is why I wanted to commemorate Marty Orr for that. The walk-on is balling. I think I'm going to give this to Dylan Devison, the running back for the blue team. I think he's good. I think he's the walk-on or the quarterback. He simulates the option when they play like Navy and things of that nature. Jason Smith, that's good. So, Rajon, Luke Talich isn't a walk-on anymore, unfortunately. So he's ineligible. I would have picked him, but he's ineligible. Who do you got, Jamie?
Jace Smith Kobe is not on scholarship. He's not a scholarship player.
Yeah.
I get a pick. Jay Patterson's got my pick right there. Trey Reader is going to be my pick. Although, you know, there's going to be tough because there's a lot of other linebackers playing and who, you know, are going to play and are good. So I think, like, I mean, this is a perfect day for, like, guys like Zinter and Kanukia to be like, oh, yeah, reminding people that, like, oh, yeah, these guys are pretty good, too. Like, they're not bad players, right? Like, so I think that'll happen. But I do think, like, Trey Reader's, like, better than an average walk-on linebacker. And what I've seen from him in just, like, little instances is, like, I have a feeling, like, he's a guy that all of a sudden you're like, man, how did this guy get – this guy got in the blitz again. This guy, whatever. Like, and it's just, like, in the second half, and all of a sudden you're like, Trey Reader becomes, like, you know, the hero for, you know, his team as they kind of end up winning or something.
Mm-hmm. He's a good pick. I think Kobe's actually a good pick as well. So he's a defensive end. And he's been around for a long time. That's another one where he's been there and so he's I think he played pretty well in the spring game last year, right? So this is his kind of time to shine, right? It's like he's been around the program and it's like, okay, I'm gonna go out there and make some plays in Notre Dame Stadium. So that is interesting. Next award, Sam Hartman. Don't make too much of this award. Last year he was going crazy in the spring game. And while he did go crazy at times last year, there were also times when he very much didn't, right? And I think that, like you said, we thought we'd see a ton of RPOs, didn't see a ton of RPOs. He did very well in play action, turning his back to the defense in that game. And that wasn't really a thing that we saw too much last year either. So what do you think is going to be the thing where it's like, it could be good or bad too. If a bad thing happens, you say to yourself, like, don't make too much of this, right? Just chill on it. Or it could be a good thing. Like someone has a really good game. It's like, don't make too much of it. What do you think it's going to be, Jamie?
I mean, it's usually something that's, you know, good that kind of happens that I think will kind of stick out. But also too, I don't want to like rain on someone's parade because I think a lot of the guys who are going to do good things are going to be like good for Notre Dame this year, especially because there's a lot of really good, young players. But I would say, like, if let's just say that, like, guys like Josh Burnham or Junior Tuihalamaka end up having like monster days, I wouldn't read too much into, like, not to say that they're not going to help the team and be good players for Notre Dame. I do think so, but I wouldn't say, like, expect these guys, like, well, Burnham's going to beat out RJ Oben or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know, probably not going to happen no matter what happens in this game. So, like, that's the way that I would kind of look at it is there's going to me, there's probably going to be some guys with the twos who have, you know, have some, like, you know, eye-popping games in that way, eye-popping days. And so, like, Osbury, who I think is going to play this year and help the team, but I don't think he's going to start. And so, kind of like how Osbury last year had a ton of tackles in the thing and had a great day, which was great, but don't get too carried away if he has, you know, 11 tackles in this game. And I would say, you know, Jason Smith mentioned Carr. I would say CJ Carr, the same thing too. Like, even though get excited about him in the future, don't get excited about him playing this year based on anything
today.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be I think I'm going to see it in kind of a negative way. I think I don't make too much of the fact that the running game just isn't there on Saturday. I don't think they're going to run the ball that much.
I don't think they're going to run the ball very much at all. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, I think we're going to leave the game in when they do run the ball. Maybe it won't be very good. You know, it's like when people are going to leave the game, like, oh, the running backs, like they didn't really do anything. What's wrong with them? Yeah. What's wrong with the running game? Like, don't make too much of that. They're going to throw the ball a ton. And so don't fret about the lack of a running game, because I just don't. The spring game is not for that. There have been times when they've run the ball well, right? Like they've had some good runs. Like I remember Dexter Williams had a really big spring game, probably 2018. I think it was that 2018 season where he kind of went crazy. But I don't foresee that happening in this one. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine. The Phil Dracovic, I got sacked 20 times. Don't get mad at me award. This is
I do love this award. Yeah.
This is a player who had a poor performance based on circumstance, right? Just had a tough time, because of the circumstances they were put in. Phil Dracovic specifically had a really bad spring game. I think it was in 2019 when he couldn't run and he was clearly mad about that he couldn't run and he just kept getting sacked over and over again. I want to say he got sacked like 10 times or something, whatever it was. Who do you have for this one, Jamie?
I'm picking Jeremiah Love because I just don't think, like you said, they're not going to run that much in this game. I don't think so. So I don't think he's going to get too many carries in this game. I'm going to guess a couple of them are going to go for loss because just the mismatched O-lines and, you know, that, like, it's just, there's going to be an advantage there for the defense. So I just wouldn't, if he barely plays and then he gets like six touches in the game, and none of them go for anything really. Don't react to that at all. It's got nothing to do with him. Don't get mad at him. He's going to be fine, and he's going to be a player for Notre Dame this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say Steve Angeli because he doesn't have so he's probably not going to have either of the tackles. So he's going to have backup tackles in this game, and he's got the red jersey. So sacking him is going to be a lot easier. Just touch him, right? So that's another one where I feel like he might have a struggle. Like he might not be able to move the ball because he gets sacked. Like he gets a couple of good plays, but then he gets sacked and it's like, oh, it's second and 25 when really I was trying to run out of this or whatever. So I think he might have like a bad, bad situation based on the red jersey and the backup tackles that he has. I think Notre Dame's going to be able to get pressure. And so, you know, it's just the circumstances of that situation aren't going to bode very well for him. I added another one, Jamie.
Okay.
The Greg Flamong, we are heavily monitoring. We're heavily monitoring award. Who is the player who we haven't really talked about yet? Who we're just like, you know what? We're keeping an eye on this. We're flagging this to track going into summer workouts and fall camp.
Whew. You know what? I feel like we do these podcasts a lot. We feel like we've talked about a lot of these guys. So, this is a tough one for me. I'm going to say, you know what? Chance Tucker.
Let's go. I love Chance Tucker.
Chance Tucker.
Alethi says it on Schuler. Doesn't really count because we're already monitoring.
Doesn't. We've been monitoring him, right? So that's the reason that I wouldn't put him. And I think, you know, based on kind of how his spring has gone, people are impressed. He's going to help Notre Dame. You know, arrow pointing up for the future. Looks like, you know, he's going to be he's going to be a player for Notre Dame, right? Yeah. And I would say even Luke Talich, like, I mean, he could be on the list. But I think Chance Tucker won because, you know, you saw that Notre Dame was bringing a corner in for a visit this week.
Yes.
A kid from Rice and who started for them at Rice, you know, and had a good year at Rice last year. But, you know, he's basically got 1 year of production at Rice. And Tucker is someone, to me, just my opinion, he could easily play at a place like Rice. Like he can play at a lot of places. It's just that he's not a bad player. And he's a guy who practices better than kind of people think. And some of the stuff I think is just kind of bad luck because he's like there, but doesn't finish. So he's a guy that I think that like, I'm not totally, maybe we should have mentioned him in some of the other, like, the Charles Stafford Award or something like that. Because, like, I could totally see, like, Chance Tucker, couple picks in this game or whatever. And just something like that where all of a sudden you're, like, people start thinking differently about him. But, I mean, as of right now, he's the fourth corner, right? Yeah. So, and I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that he could be the fourth corner this fall. So, that's just, yeah, he's the guy that I think we could be heavily monitoring after this game.
We're monitoring. It's just, I like him. He's always getting beat when he's right there. It's like, just finish it. You know,
make the,
like,
play in phase. And
yeah, like his, yeah, his, like the last piece of it for him. Like, who there was one game, it was against not a good team. Some kid made just, it's like this, the best catch of his life against Tucker in the corner of the end zone. It's like, this is just not fair. Like the way that the kid caught it. What game was it? It was early in the year where I was like, man, that is tough to give up a touchdown on that specific kind of a catch, because it was a great catch.
Oh god, which game was that? Might have been Central Michigan.
I think that is right. Yeah. Some kid just made a great
catch. Yeah, it was like pretty good coverage. Like, it was, and I think if you look at almost every play that he gave up, and Keith Herring mentioned the pick game. There were like a couple ones like that in the pick game too, where you're like, man, this is a great throw.
And the
catch was there. Like, you know, like, it's just like an inch off and he's getting his hand on the football and whatever. And then all of a sudden he's doing it, whatever. So, yeah. So I don't know. Like, and plus two, maybe it's just me and, you know, I like the story of a guy that people just kind of give up on. And people are like, oh, he's never going to play. And then they surprise you and you're like, well, this guy kind of helped. Because I think, like, so even though it's a little bit different because he played more, but like Dante Vaughn is easily a guy, like, people are like, man, this guy, look, he gets in, he gets cooked. Look at this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then you know what? In 2019, he actually had a decent season. Like, he helped the team, you know?
Yeah.
Wasn't a guy who played in the NFL or anything like that, but he helped the team. So I just think that, like, you know, those are good stories and I root for those guys, and maybe Chance Tucker's the next guy.
Yeah. Rajon Cooper Flanagan. I think that's a good shout. I think he's a good football player. I like him a lot. I remember last year I would talk to you and Matt, like, hey, how come he's not playing more? Like, I don't, cause there was a thing where it was when they were trying to, they were trying to shoehorn in Eli Raritan. It seemed like he wasn't ready yet. And I was like, I don't remember Cooper Flanagan, like, playing bad snaps. Like, I don't remember that happening. And, you know, there were things like, well, they don't like this, that, and the other. It's like, I don't know. I don't see a lot of bad reps for him. Point being, I think he's a good player. I think this is a good shout by Rajon. James McClory says Donovan Heinisch. I think that's a good call as well. He's another one who's like, we don't talk about him enough as like a frontline kind of guy. And I think this is a game where, he could do something where it's like, hey, I want Donovan Heinisch in the game. Like, I feel good about his snaps that he's getting. The guy I was thinking of, and we've mentioned this before, is, KK Smith. I think there's something there. I think there's gonna be like a deep ball or like two deep balls where it's like, man, I don't know. Like, with Notre Dame's really got something with this one, because I think he can run. He can really run. Like, I in warmups last year against when I went to the, I think it was the Pitt game. Man, he just looks great. He looks great running around. Just smooth operator. To be honest, like, this is very, like, this is such a spring ball thing to do, right? The highlight that Notre Dame put up on social when he'd make the catch and then turns his body in midair, like, yeah, that's a great play. Like, that's, I don't care against
it's a good against catch.
Air.
Air.
Again, it doesn't matter. Like, that's a great athletic play by him.
Go flat out and then have to adjust your body like that. That's That's a receiver play. That's not a track guy play.
Like yeah. So I liked it. I'm in for that. And so I think for me, we're going to be monitoring KK Smith. We're going to be monitoring the way he's progressing, right? Because I think there's always going to be a role for a guy who can run and who can stretch the defense and make athletic plays, right? And you always want to find a role for someone like that. And you always want to find a role for a company, Jamie, that can enhance your social media page, enhance your website, right? You want to have a highlight video. You want them to enhance the way that you present yourself, whether it be as a football player, a soccer player, whatever it may be. And you want to go to vsrmediacompany.com, which is founded by Notre Dame football pregame host and Emmy Award-winning anchor Vahid Saadrazadeh. VSR Media provides professional and cinematic video and photo. Whether you're looking for a collegiate or pro-level highlight reel, have a personal story to tell, or aiming to diversify and grow your business, VSR Media specializes in short and long-form video storytelling, social media management, and website design. VSR Media also captures professional headshots, senior and sports photos. Contact them at vsrmediacompany.com. Mention Iris Sports Daily to receive 20% off your first project. Visit them online or give them a call at 574-800-9106. All right, Gene. Let's do some final predictions here. Okay. I thought that was fun. We're gonna have to do more of these award segment type things going forward. I had a good time with that. I think the chat had a good time with that as well. Jamie, let's do some predictions here. All right. Who is going to just without awards, who is the person who you think, man, this guy is going to ball out in this spring game? Who's going to have a great spring game?
Jane Greathouse. I just think he's just like any kind of day that he's going to be out there, he's just going to make plays. And he's just, which is kind of what he's done all spring. Yeah. And I mean, he did it in the last spring game too. And he's like a better version of the player that he was a year ago. He's the guy that I think that, like, if there were odds for a spring game MVP, he would be the guy I think would have the best odds, with the best odds to win it. Cause I just think he's going to get a ton of catches and probably make the most plays.
I'm going to say Christian Gray. I think we're going to see some picks from him. Joseph Ramczyk says Eli Raritan. I think Christian Gray is going to – I think he's going to have a couple picks in this game. I think he's going to be like just kind of like, man, no one can get open. No one – he's not giving up any catches. He's not – he's just locking people up, right? And maybe he's so like – lock down that the ball doesn't get thrown to him and he doesn't get shine. I just think he's going to be a star, right? I think he's going to be really, really good. I think Notre Dame has a chance to have like multiple first round picks at corner. You know, I don't know if Christian Gray has that type of the type of speed in terms of the 40, right? Like, I think Ben Morrison's clearly a sub 4.5 guy, no question. I don't know if Christian Gray is that, but he's long, he's big, he's aggressive. Like you pointed out, Jamie, he's got a lot of attitude to him. I think he's going to be like a great, great player. Bubba 41794 says Boubacar Traore. I think that's a good shout. I think, you know, you've already talked about him. You like what you see from him. And so he has a chance, I think, to do something in this game. He's going to be going against the tackles. So that'll be interesting. I mean, that'll be interesting in terms of like you said, there's not a lot to take away here. Boubacar Traore against Charles Jagusaw and Tosh Baker, I think is going to be something to kind of keep an eye on in this game. As far as like, where are those two positions? Like I said, we're not going to take a ton away from the game, but that'll be something to monitor as well. Are you giving Jaden Greathouse the MVP?
Yeah, he'll be my prediction for MVP.
Okay. Who plays the best? Who do you think plays the best game out of the quarterbacks?
I mean, I don't even know. I have a feeling that, like, you're probably not going to see – you won't see Angeli in the second half, I assume.
So, it might be – it might be – well, you know what? I bet you don't, and it's just CJ Carr and Kenny Minchie, pretty much. And if it might be CJ Carr, you know, the whole way, because it'll be running clock at that point, right? So it might just be Angeli – against Kenny Minchie in the first half, and then CJ Carr against like both teams in the second half. So that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the easy answer is CJ Carr, because I think he'll get the most reps out of everyone because of that, like you said, in the second half. So, but I do think people like are, you know, as this tends to happen, as we all get excited about some other guy, then all of a sudden people just like forgot about like all of a sudden, I'm not saying you're saying this or anyone else, but just like, it's like implied almost. It's like, well, the car is going to beat out Kenny Minchie for sure. It's like, well, not for sure. Like Minchie didn't look bad. Like he looked good. And like, it's just like, you don't hear bad stuff about Kenny Minchie, and I've heard good stuff about him. So it's like, I don't, you know, I don't count him out for, you know, 2025 or whatever. Like, I don't think like nothing is set in stone, just like how all of a sudden, I mean, it's so funny because I just recall so many people on ISD and everywhere else, not like people who work for ISD, but just subscribers who would just be like, well, you know, when Deuce gets here, it's just gonna be like Deuce is gonna be the guy. And then all of a sudden CJ Carr, people are just like, whatever. It's just like everybody loves the next guy. So just how about be excited about all of them? They got some pretty good quarterbacks. So it's that's the way I look at it.
This is a very pro Kenny Minchie show. We like him a lot. And we've always liked him as a prospect. Like you said, you know, it's good to have multiple good players at the position. So, all right, that'll do it for today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you like what you heard, please hit the like. Please hit subscribe. Please hit the notification bell, so you know whatever it is. We are going live. We're gonna cover the game in some fashion post game on Saturday. We're both kind of jammed up with schedules and things of that nature. We always plan to do like a live reaction show, but that may not be possible this time, but we'll have something, right? We will come out with something. We will provide reaction to the show. It just may not be right after. So you're going to want to stay tuned in to irisportsdaily.com and the Iris Sports Daily YouTube page. Enjoy the game on Saturday. We'll have reaction to it. There'll be a lot of discussion about it on the irisportsdaily.com message board as well. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Keep hitting and hustling.